greetings to you today in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark, and this is the last of my time for the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration this week. We all get a week at a time, and this is the last day. It's been really a blessing to be able to share this week. I love this subject and what God's Word says about righteousness. We've been talking about righteousness this week. And there's a lot more that could be shared about this subject. Today I would like to cover two things, and I hope it doesn't get too long. It was pretty long yesterday, and I apologize for trying to keep them around 10 minutes or 15 or whatever. But anyway, so we'll get started here. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word. Thank you for your precious word that you've given us, that you've not just left us alone and on our own understanding, but we have your word that we can look at. We have your word that speaks to our heart and changes our lives. Thank you for the living word and the Holy Spirit. And Father, I do pray you'd bless our time here together today, that it would be a blessing, that we'd be able to understand things and open up our minds to what your word says and help us to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, last time we ended in Romans chapter 10, and I'd like to read a couple of verses there, verses 3 and 4. This is Romans 10, 3 and 4. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Okay, I want to point out a couple things here. One is that these Jews were ignorant of God's righteousness, which was the righteousness which we saw in yesterday. We saw in the end of chapter 9, it's the righteousness which is by faith, not by works, but by faith. And they were ignorant of God's righteousness, and they were going about to establish their own righteousness, which again, at the end of chapter 9, was talking about the righteousness which is of the law. And if they missed it because they missed Christ, they stumbled over the stumbling stone, they stumbled over Christ, they didn't believe in Christ, they didn't believe in that he was the Messiah, and so on. We talked about that yesterday. So here they were ignorant of God's righteousness, and they were going about to establish their own righteousness through the law, not having submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, and which was the righteousness which is of faith. We've established that these last several days. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And so here we have it again, faith, believing. If we, the belief that we need to have and must have to be saved, to be righteous, is the belief in the finished work of Christ. And we talked about that. And so I want to illustrate that by Paul's own words, Paul's own example, the same brother that wrote Romans also wrote Philippians, and I want to establish that in our hearts and minds so very clear what he said there in Romans 10 by what he says in Philippians 3. He says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision," talking about himself and the other believers, "for we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh." Notice that, no confidence in the flesh. "Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more." And then Paul goes through a list of things that he could, if he was going to be righteous by the law or be righteous in his own works, it would be through these things. He says, circumcise the eighth day. So here he was, he could be proud or he could be righteous in his, I got to get my glasses on. I have a couple notes here on my Bible. Okay. He could have pride in his flesh that he was circumcised the eighth day, or in his parents' work, I guess this one would be. I have little notes about these things. He could be if he was circumcised the eighth day, he could be pride, or he could have pride in what his parents did. They circumcised him the right day, the day that the Bible or the Old Testament told them they should be circumcised, and of the stock of Israel. So he could have his own righteousness in his ancestry. He was in Israel. Or of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, is touching the law of Pharisee. So he could have pride or feel righteous in his orthodoxy, just that he was of the Pharisees. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church, it says in verse 6. And that could be his activity or his works, that here he was, a zealous person for God, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. So all the things that this righteousness which is of the law that he talked about in Romans chapter 10, he was blameless. He kept those things. And so here he could have his righteousness in his morality, just being able to do what was right. But what things were gained to me, listen to this, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss. Why? For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but what? Count them but dung. Count them but manure. Just the barn waste, the stuff that is just manure. He counts them but dung, that I may win Christ. All these things, all this, his morality, his activity, his orthodoxy, his ancestry, his parents' work, his flesh, all these things he counts but dung, that he may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. And there we have it. Righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So here we have it. It's by faith, but it's not just this kind of faith that that I believe and then my life is the same, and I just go about and live my life, but he presses towards the mark. He loves Christ, and so he's going to serve him with all of his heart. He's going to believe his commandments, and he's going to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So that's one of the things I wanted to share today to wrap up that little section. And I have one more thing I'd like us to look at. And there's some churches that teach that a person cannot know that they are saved, but they just have to have hope. Just the blessed hope, that they would just have hope that they would be saved. They can't know it. They shouldn't say it, because that would be proud. And if they would say such a thing, but they should just have hope, and nobody can really know that they're saved. And some of the verses they would quote would be like, to endure unto the end or be faithful unto the end. But let's ask this question. What is salvation based on? Is it based on faith or is it based on works? If it is based on my performance or my work, if it's just based on my activity, my performance, how good I do, then those churches are right. They're correct. And we cannot know if we are good enough to be saved. In fact, or the fact of the matter is that no person ever born in this world was, is, or will be good enough to merit salvation except for the Lord Jesus Christ. No other person, Moses, Abraham, Joseph, Paul, none of them, or you and I, were or are good enough to merit salvation. Every last one of us deserves eternal damnation. There is none righteous, no, not one. But if salvation is based upon faith, faith in the work of Christ, in His work, in His blood that was shed, in His promises, in God's love for the world, in His forgiveness of sins, then we can know that we have eternal life. We can know that we are righteous in God's sight. We can know that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I want us to look at back in Romans chapter 10. I'm going to read a couple verses or a few verses there, 9 through 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So with the heart man believeth, he believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. These are promises from God. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so here we have God's promises here, very clear. And this is one of many, many, many places that we could read God's promises to those who believe that they will be saved. That this is God's promise. So if it's based on my performance, on my work, yeah, I can't know if I'm saved. But if it's based on God's promises, what His Word says, and if I meet those conditions, which is faith, and faith is not a work. The Bible clearly shows that faith is not a work. It's faith. It's just reaching up my hand, my empty hand to God and saying, God, have mercy on me. I believe in you, and I'm going to live my life for you. You are worthy, and we have this relationship. It's not that we are perfect and going to be perfect from that point on, but it's that our whole focus has changed. It's not living for myself, living for the world. It's not those kind of things, but it's living for Christ. And it's faith is our faith needs to be based on God's promises, on Christ's blood, and the faith that is talked about here is not the kind of faith that so many profess. I believe in Jesus, but then their life is the same as it was before. No, it's I believe in Christ, and because of my belief, there will be works coming out of my life, and there will be things that are changed, and my life does change, and it turns a corner. It turns a whole new direction. Instead of following my own self and my own ways and my own desires and my own pleasures and all those, it's following Christ in His way and what His Word says. And so to end, I would like to read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 and the first part of 18. It says, I guess I need to turn to it here. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And then the next little phrase there says, and all things are of God. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. And that's what happens to a believer. When he truly has faith in Christ, his life will change. If that hasn't happened, if a person's life doesn't change, then he's not in Christ. Or there's some difficulty there. But anyway, that's what I'd like to end with here today. There's much more that could be shared upon this subject of righteousness. But if you have any questions or you want to talk about it some, you can give me a call. My number is 717-333-1786. 717-333-1786. My name's Steve. I'm not always available to answer the phone, but you can leave a message and I'll call you back. So God bless you. Thanks for listening this week. And if you haven't listened to all of the 7 days, it'd be good to go back and listen to them. I tried to establish a foundation, what we're talking about here, and build on it throughout the week. So God bless you. Thanks again for calling.